Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. We are back, 13 after. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm excited about this hour because we're visiting with our friend Bill Duer. He's with the Small Business Owners Advisory Association. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you with us. And I know you've got some marketing things to talk to us about. You were telling me last week about some new things that you've got that you guys are working on, and I invited you to join me on the show to tell us about some of those things. Before we do, though, I'd like for you to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Small Business Owner Advisory Association.
Well, basically, we're based up in the state of Connecticut, but we're looking to expand into other aspects of the country, too, depending upon relationships we may or are now in the middle of forming. But basically, we exist to help small business owners, who are your target audience as well, to find a resource that they can access, they can afford, and they can grow with as a result of the services we provide, which basically look like this. We provide about 6 programs a month on either marketing and or management issues. Mm-hmm. We have at least two meetings a month called Owner Roundtables, in which we argue that we'll just make the coffee and you make the agendas. And that's where, you know, frankly, people get better ideas than we ever give them. But it's kind of an intentional coffee clutch where people can come in with issues and others can come in with experience, and hopefully everybody walks out with some good ideas and some better ways to do business.
So you provide training and information perspectives on with one of your venues, and the other one is where you just let people sort of set the agenda themselves, whatever's on their mind.
Exactly, and that turns out to be one of the more popular sessions, of course. But you know, that's what it's all about, is whatever it takes to help you build your business.
I can imagine.
We want to be there.
Our chamber has something they call CEO Roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
At my chamber, and I think that goes over very well. So sounds sort of like that a little bit.
Very, very, very similar.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this project you've been working on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, every now and then you have an opportunity to apply something to a situation that, you know, had heretofore been relatively kind of theoretical or vicariously experienced through other people, but mm-hmm. not as direct as you might like. And for a long time, I've been a major, major fan of two gentlemen named Mark and Jeff Slutsky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And they even say that's why our name's never forgettable either. and these are two guys who've written a series of books that usually have Street Fighter in their title somewhere. Street
mm-hmm.
Fighter Marketing is probably the most popular one that they've got out there, but they've got other ones, Street Fighter Neighborhood Marketing, and they're really good at developing ways to help other businesses promote your business. And while I've been a student of them for a long time, I don't always get that many opportunities to really apply it, but recently we had a new member join who came in with an interesting proposition and an interest in growing their business, and they said, you know, we've already made a commitment to get a lease on an open space in a large mall during the shopping season, November and December, and we were wondering if you could give us any ideas on how to develop it some more. And I said, well, tell me some more about your business. We went through the process.
So they already had the space sort of identified.
They already made a commitment to take this space in the center of a mall, and the reason they did that was because you've probably seen that when you go to your own malls. There's little kiosks and stuff open space. Well, this company does chair massages. Now, they weren't looking to try and make a killing off of the chair massages in the mall, but what they really do during most of the year is they provide a unique corporate benefit to the employees, which is on-site 5 to 15-minute stress-busting chair massage.
Now, everyone may not know what that is. The reason I do is because I have actually wandered up on one of those little kiosks before.
Uh-huh.
And actually it was at a convention. I was in Las Vegas about a year and a half ago, and they had one of these as you walked into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid my $15 down. I got one. It was good.
Well,
but describe it a little bit.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just describe it a little bit.
Well, number one, you don't have to take any clothing off. You don't have to get gooped up with any kind of oil. It's not like, you know, the typical, you know, lay down on the with the sheet over you type of
right.
thing. But it is a way for you to sit in a chair that's kind of a semi, it looks like one of those things, you know, you used to see from California that said lower your knees and lean forward and type all day.
It's like a reverse recliner.
Right, exactly. So you're leaning forward, your head's in a little, you know, pillow kind of a thing, and you just get worked on by a licensed massage therapist. And that's exactly right. And so what they figured was if they were in the mall, they'd probably make a number of corporate contacts they could follow up with after the year, and hopefully they'd do enough business to cover the cost of getting the space. And, mm-hmm. and even if they didn't, it was called the cost of sales they were going to apply towards the ultimate benefits they'd receive from it.
Well, it sounds to me like they had their stuff kind of together. What do they need you guys for?
Well, you know, like most people who run a small business, you know, if good is good, better is better, and, mm-hmm. you know, we still could be doing better than we ever did. So they said, maybe we're missing something. So they said, you know, is there anything we could be doing that we haven't done already? And as we looked at it, we said, well, how many other businesses do you have helping you out? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, how many other businesses are going to be sending their customers over to your booth?
I want to stop for a second. I want you to say that again. That what you, that not the last thing, but the time thing before that. How many businesses
are you getting to send customers to you?
And how many businesses, you said, what you said was, how many businesses are helping you out? Now, the reason I want to stop on that for a second is I want every small business owner out there who's listening to this to say to themselves, how many businesses do I have helping me out? That's a question you almost never ask yourself.
Or you do, but you don't want to hear the answer.
Well, that's right, because they may not be helping you. But anyway, I just wanted to stop, and I didn't want that to go by, because that was a very, very important question for you to ask them. Now go ahead.
It is, and it was. And they kind of looked at me like, you know, the old deer's caught in the headlight routine, and I said, well, you know, how many are you getting to help you out there? And they said, well, probably none. Why?
How about none? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they were cool about that. So I said, well, I don't know if this will work, but let me run an idea past you. And what we said was, maybe let's do this. Let's take this to the mall's management for one, and see how they like it. Maybe they'll even do a little deal for you on maybe your lease expense.
But they've already cut a deal on their lease, right?
They'd already cut a deal on the lease, yeah. But that was with the leasing agent.
I see. Okay. So, stand by, Bill. Folks, we're going to make you wait on this a little bit. We've got to take a quick break. It is 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Bill Doerr. We're talking about some radical marketing ideas. Bill's with Small Business Owner Advisory Association. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bill Doerr with the Small Business Owner Advisory Association is our guest this hour, and we're talking about some radical marketing ideas, some ways to get your head out of the sand and let you think out of the box, take the blinders off. Bill, can you think of any more mixed metaphors, any more metaphors I can mix in here with any of that?
Oh, good Lord. You're doing a good job myself, Jim.
Yeah, I'm good at that. folks, if you'd like to join us, if you have a question, if you've got something, if your business is kind of stuck in the mud a little bit and you're trying to get it out of the mud and get it unstuck and go to the next level or whatever you like, I'm getting a few more metaphors in there, Bill. Give us a call and ask a question. Bill, I know Bill would be glad to help you. He's one of the experts at this in this area, and I'd be glad to talk to you. 888-822-8255. And Bill, you were telling us about this company that does worksite massages.
Correct.
And they had just signed a deal with a leasing agent, and which almost sounded to me like it was too far to do anything else. I mean, I'm pretty creative guy. I'm not sure I would have thought to go to the mall like you were about to tell us about.
Well, you know, there's another old book on the art of negotiating, and it always says if you don't ask, you never get.
That's right.
So we figured, well, what the heck? You know, we can ask and see what happens. But basically, here's what they did, Jim. We urged them to go to the mall management company, and they were directed to speak with the marketing director. And as you know, it's kind of like the executive director of an association. You know, every year when they go up on your dues or your rent, mm-hmm. you know, the members of the tenants look at you and say, well, what have you done for me besides what we expected you to do?
Right.
So coming in with a little value-added campaign might give them a little bit of a leveraging tool at that end. And we thought, well, it's worth saying if we bring this to you and you can use it as leverage, maybe it'd be nice to us. So these guys met with the marketing director, who thought that the idea we came up with for developing cross-promotions for the mall businesses was so good that she said, you know what, this is good. I'll knock a couple $1,000 off your rent.
Wow.
Like 50% worth.
Man.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. And again, you know, if you don't ask, you don't, sometimes, you know what happens, Jim? We don't appreciate what somebody else values because it's either so common to us or we think that, you know, it's good, but it's never that good. But we don't know what somebody else's field of reference
is. That's exactly right.
And he looked at this and said, my Lord, you know, this is going to make me a dang hero, and maybe I'll even get good, you know, feedback to the management about my performance review. I can't lose with this. I can only win. And you know what? Money is a funny thing anyway, so, you know, we'll take it out in kind. And
well,
that's kind of the way they looked at it.
Here's the thing. Think about this. Now, here's this, and folks, I really want you to think about this for your own business. What are some, and think about some ways that you can do this, something similar. We're not talking about doing yours with a mall you're not in the massage business more than likely. But think about the way this thing extended. I mean, here was a mall agent, a marketing agent, who wasn't going to have this massage company's business to start with. I mean, they would have been just fine without that business. And this was sort of a unique product or service that they could advertise. They could create new traffic for all of their customers. Right?
That's right.
They were going to leverage this company so that it would create traffic for all of it. And as you say, you said, you know, they would take it out of it. I've forgotten the example that you used, but you said they would take this expense out from one place or another, one pot or another pot. But the truth is, they probably didn't take anything out. They probably leveraged their rents up. They, as you say, this was value added for their tenants,
yeah,
and they were able to justify the rent increases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that she could probably argue that way. I don't know what they're going to actually do, but that's certainly a plausible argument. So what we brought to them was basically this. We said, well, you know, these guys are going to be in the center of your mall. Why don't we run what's known as a cross-promotion between your other mall businesses and these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And the real simple idea behind it is this. These guys go out and they approach these other businesses and they say to them, would you like to know of a way in which you could add value to your own transactions and do so without having it cost you a penny? And of course, most business owners say, well, you know, sure, I'll check it out. And what happened was the mall, by the way, the management company thought this was so good, they said, we'll pick up all the printing costs, which outside you and I and our business and our clients would typically pay for, but you're talking quick press stuff. It's nothing major. But the mall thought it was so good, they said, we'll even pick up the cost of the printing.
Savings is savings.
Yeah, another, you know, no more out of pocket. So these guys just had to go around and called on the various businesses in the mall, and we also had them go outside the mall. I'll tell you more about that in a minute.
Yeah, stand by, Bill. We're going to get back into this, folks, when we come back after these messages. Bill's going to tell us how they plugged in with other companies and got them involved in their clients' marketing activity. 29 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Bill Dewar. Don't go away. We are back. It's 33 after... I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. And Bill Dewar is our guest and our good friend, and we're talking about some radical marketing ideas, some things that you might not think they're radical, but I bet a lot of you are thinking, hey, I wouldn't have thought of that. And I hope you got your creative juices going and your wheels spinning. But before we get back into that, Bill, I wanted to let you know something you probably didn't know. Did you know this was National Raisin Bread Month?
No.
Yeah, National Raisin Bread Month. That's the truth. That's a fact, folks. I didn't make that up.
And who are you raising bread for?
Jim? Hey, I do the jokes on this show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have stepped in there.
You know, and here's the way I look at it. If the raisin bread people can have their own month, I'm going to have my own month. This month is my second anniversary month on the second year on the radio.
All right.
And so I'm going to declare November the Small Business Advocate Month, National Small Business Advocate Month. What do you think?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, Bill. By the way, folks, Bill, I want you to tell us where we can get you on the internet and how we can get you by phone.
Well, if you want to give us a look-see on the web, it's www.sboaa or Sierra Bravo Oscar Alpha Alpha.
If you know
military types.
Yeah.
And that stands for Small Business Owner Advisory Association. Or you can, if you get to that, you can get our telephone numbers, which is area code 860-667-9300. 1-800-800-0000.
Okay. And we're going to give that website out again in a little bit, folks. And very soon you'll be able to link to that website from my website. We're working on that. Okay. Now, we've got our massage company signed up with the mall, and the mall has cut their rent because they're using their services as cross promotional for their other tenants. We've got the mall to pay for the printing, and now we're working on our neighbors, aren't we?
There you go. So what these guys do is they go out and they talk to companies. At the simplest level, I said, why don't you go to businesses at the other end of the mall, because people might not traffic down to your end, and offer these guys a way to give a certificate, which is a deal on your services, with each purchase that these people make, a customer comes in and makes. And that way, somebody looks at it and says, well, I not only got what I paid for, I got a deal, thanks to this company, to go down the other end of the mall and get a chair massage for a better price than the average guy walking in off the street's going to get. Not bad. I kind of like this store I just did business with.
Well, and the thing is it got you to thinking about that massage? It got you to thinking about the company who you found out about the massage through, and it got you in the building where all these other stores are.
It's like a bunch of little pumps pushing out blood from hearts. I'll tell you, shooting them back down to you. So all these other companies are going, well, you know, it doesn't cost me anything. I only look good for it, and my customers love me. Hey, you know, I mean, I'm not sleeping from the neck up, so sure, I'll do it. That's how easy it is. I mean, it's a no-brainer. So as good as it was inside the mall, we said, well, let's do it outside. So we've also gone outside and approached other businesses that would make sense in the geographic area to say, here's another way to add value to your customers, and they've done it. And I'll tell you a little variation of this with
Bill, pardon me. I want to interrupt you. I want to go back for a minute.
Okay.
And the stores in the mall, what did their promotion look like? Can you give me an example of what some of that looked like?
Do you know what a buck slip is?
No.
Well, buck slip is basically if you took an 8.5 by 11 paper and you cut it up in threes, each one kind of slips in.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
It'd like slip into an envelope. Okay, not a big thing.
Okay.
And on it says, as a special way of saying thank you for doing business with the ABC business, we would like to provide you with this value certificate that entitles you to X dollars off a chair massage at the other end of the mall.
And they just gave these away?
They gave them away with each purchase.
So if you bought something, they gave it away. Come into our store and receive a buck slip, which will give you a discount on a chair massage.
Right.
Or maybe they even gave the whole thing or whatever. And then the person redeemed that at the massage massage business, and who paid for the difference?
Who paid for
the discount?
This is the beauty of it. The guys who own the chair massage company paid for it. But unlike most promotional materials or campaigns, they paid for their business at the point in which they made the business happen. So the business that came in paid for itself. They didn't put money up front into all kinds of advertising and then said, hope this stuff comes back to us. They only had to pay for the cost of business at the moment business occurred.
Point of sale.
Boy, is that ever sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that one. I'll ask us to go back and say, wait a minute, how many times do we spend money on advertising and newspapers, on radio or whatever, direct mail, you name it? We put the money out first, and we hope that the business comes back later.
And let's remember that their primary purpose for going into the mall was to let the marketplace know that they were there so they could get corporate business. That's
exactly
where they make their money, right?
So now they've got this marketing experience that they've got going on, this exposure-getting experience, beginning to start to look like it's really going to pay for itself and then some. So but here's the cool part. Now, what we've described so far is what we call a one-way, meaning that those other people have one way of sending their customers.
Right.
These guys said, listen, you know, now you've been so nice and gracious to accept putting our certificates in with your people. Well, I'll tell you what, I hear that sound. Does that mean we ought to talk about the rest of it when we come back?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the two-way in just a second. Right, Bill?
You got it.
39 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Bill Doer. He's with the Small Business Owner Advisory Association, SBOAA.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Bill Doer is our guest. He's our good friend, and his organization is called Small Business Owner Advisory Association, and that's SBOAA.org. .com, right?
.com.
.com, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And we're talking about some new, radical, crazy, wild, inexpensive, emphasis on inexpensive, ways to market your company. We're not, you know, our goal here, Bill, was not so much to tell them so much about this one particular thing, but just to get our audience to just sort of unfocus their eyes a little bit and think about ways that they can do some of this themselves. Your variation on this theme could be maybe just only barely connected to what we're talking about, but if it gets you thinking a little bit about some new ways to penetrate the market, then we will have done our job.
Indeed.
All right, now you were talking about the second way.
Well, so the first way, obviously, is these businesses say, we'll provide your certificate to our customers, and if they redeem it, it comes down, and they come down to see you, and you pay for your business at the point of sale. These guys also said, well, you know, now you've been so nice and gracious to us, how about we do this? How'd you like to have us promote you and send some of our people who might otherwise not know about you back to you? How do you do that? They say, well, we're going to put together a little value booklet that we're going to give out at the end of each of our massages. And in it, if you want to give us a similar deal, we'll include you. Again, you don't have to pay for anything. Just give us a deal and pay for your business we send you when the business walks in your door. Well, that went over pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, there's a double whammy.
Right.
So now these guys have another tool to say, when you sit in our chair for 15 minutes, you not only feel good, you do good, but you're going to get good deals as well. I mean, they just kept sweetening the pot to say, why don't you take a few minutes and get some stress busting going on. So these guys now have this little booklet with all these different businesses that you can go back and redeem those certificates with and get a better deal than if you just walked into those businesses by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the mall management was going, whoa, this is what we're supposed to be doing. I'm glad you guys came in with it. And we said, listen, let them be the heroes and take all the glory. You take the cut on the rent and we'll all be happy campers.
That's right.
So that's what they did. So now, again, not only within the mall, but outside of the mall as well. So other businesses in town and so forth that feed to this area, this mall area, all of them were game for, you know what, it's a no-brainer. There's really no cost, and the only cost we're going to incur is if and when we get business that covers itself. So sure, why not? It's a very, I mean, it's so scary that the real killer question is when people look at it and they hear it for the first time, they say, well, what's the catch? And we say, there's no catch, but let me ask you this. Let's suppose it was totally free. Is there any reason why you wouldn't do it?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't come up with one. You say, done. So here's how we're going to work out the details.
Well,
that's how easy it is.
My audience has heard me talk about strategic alliances a lot over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is strategic alliance marketing. Find people, and this is one of the things I know you talk about, Bill, is find people who fit. They don't do exactly what you do, but what they do fits with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, what is it, the Archer Daniel Midland folks, they, you know, we don't, or who, I've forgotten who it is. No, it's not, that's not who it is. Who is it that says, you know, we don't make the car, we make it ride better, or whatever.
BASF.
Yeah, BASF, that's it. You know, that find people who complement what you do, and you complement what they do, and pool your resources, pool your prospects. You know, I have a little business, and we have businesses around us, Bill, that whenever someone wants a product that we don't sell, we know where they can get it, and we put those people together because the good thing about that is our customers know that we have already pre-qualified this company as a good company. They don't have to worry about that because they trust us, and if we say, look, these are people that we trust, we recommend you do business with them. Sometimes we even put the whole deal together, and it's all one deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one contract sometimes.
There you go.
So very, very important. Now, let's talk about what if your business can't use this idea exactly? What are some variations on this?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the hardest business, there are more businesses that can use it that can't.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ones that, you know, might have a harder time would be the ones where they would say, well, what can I give people as kind of a sample, you know, a little bit of a deal? If you've got a nature of a business where it's not easy to do that, I mean, if you're selling, you know, if you're selling big chillers on the top of, tall skyscrapers,
right.
you may not be able to give them a little
industrial,
feel on
industrial
what
products
them.
Are hard to, are and big
right.
commercial products.
But almost any business that has either retail product, without doubt, is absolutely almost
right.
within a guarantee. And many, many service businesses, much like these guys, they've got a way to provide people with a little bit of a taste of what they do at a better-than-average deal. And the idea, of course, is on a regular basis, these guys are in this mall only to really help increase their traffic and out of that sort some leads. And there was another campaign we have going for pulling those leads of the corporate contacts up with a big fishbowl and contest and such. But if you're just a regular, doing your thing every day kind of person, what you want to do in running your business is look for partners that you can work with on a weekly basis. So I'd mm-hmm. suggest putting together like a calendar of 52 weeks in a year. And because this is kind of an intense thing. You can't get everybody to do this for very long. You look at somebody maybe using it with you twice a year, and you say, let's pick a week in the beginning of the year and mm-hmm. a week at the second half of the year when we're going to do a program with you.
And it's part of your annual marketing plan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you get enough other promotional partners out there, you can have at least one or more of these businesses promoting with you every week, pumping people towards you. And that's when you do it consistently. It builds a hell of a momentum.
Absolutely. Bill, stand by. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about a charitable twist to this idea. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Bill Doerr, who is with Small Business Owner Advisory Association, is our guest this hour. And we've been talking about some radical thinking out of the box, take the blinders off, head out of the sand, marketing ideas. And Bill, I really appreciate you sharing some of these with us. Would you give us your website one more time, please?
Sure. It's www.sboaa.com.
Sboaa.com. And give us, in about 20 seconds, why would someone want to contact you?
Well, they might want to see, we always have some special reports on topics that business people like to know more about, and we also provide some resources, including the Small Business Advocate that you can link to as well mm-hmm. for perhaps other ideas and places to go to get what you want.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks,
good
Bill.
Good stopping hole.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely, folks. Check them out for sure, sboaa.com. Bill, talk to us about a charitable twist on this marketing idea.
Real quick. What we're really trying to do, what you're trying to do if you're running a business with this kind of an idea, is to find groups of people who can be directed to you. So obviously another business has its customers, but a lot of organizations have its members. And if you think about the charitable end of it, we were talking about, like churches and such like that, you can run this campaign as they did with going to like a local church and talking to the priest or the reverend and saying, if you'll promote in your church bulletin and maybe even from the pulpit, anybody who comes down and brings one of these certificates will give 20% of the face amount back to the St. Francis building fund.
Hmm.
And so now you've got the reverend going, all I got to do is put a notice out and say, listen, do good and feel good at the same time, or feel good for doing good is the campaign we came up
mm-hmm.
with. And so on selected weeks, different churches and other organizations and charitable organizations are directing their members down to redeem their coupons, and there's a little cross-check way in which the members get a receipt and bring it back to the church,
mm-hmm.
and the church says, well, we got 500 of these things redeemed, so we want X dollars times 500,
mm-hmm.
and again, these guys are only too happy to cut that check because it means they got 500 bodies sitting in that seat for, 15 minutes.
Not to mention how many of those people work at these corporations.
Indeed.
Where
they
really want
prospects.
To get their business from. And that's what you have to remember. That's the ultimate goal of this, is not so much to get the mall business or the church business, but to get the corporate business.
Exactly.
And this may not be your particular angle, but don't forget that. That's, there are different ways. These are just different steps that you have to go through to get to your ultimate bread and butter customer.
Yep. And if you really want more ideas on this, I suggest you go to any local good bookstore, Amazon or something like that, and pick up the Slutsky Brothers books, Street Fighter Marketing and Street Smart Marketing.
I've heard of them.
They are excellent. I mean, these guys are my heroes. They are brilliant. They are effective.
With a name like Slutsky, it's like almost like Blessingame. You've got to be pretty good.
There you go. So that's where you can go to get more details than we could give you here. But that and or going to their websites will definitely help you out.
Yeah.
Okay?
The church thing, that's kind of interesting. That's one I hadn't thought about. Okay, you've got a thought for us. You're going to wrap up the hour with a thought for the day.
Well, I was going to give you one little quick thought here. Amongst all the other goodies that that come up here, and this is like everything else, business is very competitive today, and being good isn't always just good enough. It's you got to be better. So reminded me, ideas like this come across like the old story about the two guys walking in the woods, and they see a bear and a bear cub, and the mother bear sees them and starts running across the field, and they go, oh, my goodness. So one guy says, let's get out of here, and the other guy says, wait a minute. He pulls out his sneakers, starts putting them on, and the guy says, what are you trying to do that for? You're not going to outrun the bear. He says, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just got to outrun you. And that's kind of what these little ideas do, is they give you that little extra edge and a little extra opportunity, and maybe that's what it takes to be more effective and more successful.
Good job, Bill Doerr. Thank you very much. We'll have you back another time. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure, Jim.
Bye.
Take care.
Bill Doerr, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.